What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name is Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So, I'm a big fan of Star Wars, and I'm a big fan of the Star Wars MMO, massive multiplayer online role-playing game, Star Wars The Old Republic. I don't typically like MMOs all that much, but because it's Star Wars, it's steeped in lore, it's heavily voice-acted, it tells a beautiful story. I've played the game multiple times. One of my favorite things about the game, though, is not the game itself, but the trailers. The three or four trailers that came out before the game, and the two that came out with the two of the biggest expansions, are cinematically beautiful, tell incredible stories, show amazing characters. They're really worth a watch if you can find them on YouTube. They're super cool. One of my favorites, and one of the most interesting, the first one, spoilers, heavy spoilers, for some Star Wars lore here, tells the story of a Republic battle station guarding the planet Korriban. Korriban is the home of the Sith, the ancient actual race of the Sith. And when this trailer starts, you're sort of on this battle station, not much is really happening, you're kind of meeting some characters, some NPCs, but then this fleet comes out of hyperspace, and it's the Sith fleet. The Sith fleet has returned after almost 1,000 years of exile in the galaxy. This huge battle ensues, and on the battle station itself, a Sith starship lands, and out walk two Sith, red lightsabers in hand, like always, and they face off against two Jedi. The Jedi Master and his Padawan fight the Sith for a while, but it's determined someone needs to escape, someone needs to go warn the Republic. And in the moment, the Master looks at his apprentice, and he says, "Go. You must walk a different path." She leaves him her lightsaber, and she escapes with some other people from the battle station, and jump to hyperspace to go warn the Republic of the coming Sith Empire. Spoilers again, her Master doesn't make it. He sets her up so she can continue to walk her path. We as Christians also have a path to walk. Have to walk along this journey God has set out before us. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it talks about our path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Just like that Jedi apprentice had to trust her master, that he knew what was best for her future, we have to trust that God knows what's best for ours, that He has our best interest in His mind and in His heart. We have to trust Him the same way she trusted her master, to provide the opportunities she needs to be who she's meant to be. God wants to provide us those opportunities too. God wants us to trust Him enough that He's going to provide us those opportunities. So put your trust in God, just like the Jedi Padawan put her trust in her master. If you want to listen to more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, check it out wherever fine podcasts are consumed, and head over to nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Ryan, until next time, remember, may the Force be with you. Always.